Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single faith and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America. Because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Yeah, the president beginning his speech last night, a long speech, hour and a half, I think, hour and 45 minutes. I don't know. It was late. It was really, really late. We finally got out of the arena last night, watching the president in person. I thought, and you know, Bobby thought both, that it was a, good for him, 5 days, 6 days after the shooting, whatever, to be able to do a speech at all. Let alone to do it for so long with so much ad-lib material. I mean, the speech was only about half that long based on how long he paused the teleprompter from going off script, which is fine, proving that he can. And if you want to draw a contrast between him and President Biden, well, you have it, you know. What would President Biden do under these circumstances? And what, you know, even when he hasn't been shot at, how is he going to perform? Can he do an hour and a half of semi-scripted? And the answer is no. We all know the answer is no, because we've seen him unable to do even 20 minutes of, you know, interviewing without making many, many verbal gaffes. And I didn't actually see any from the president last night. If they were there, they were, you know, sort of mild or minor. So he accepted the nomination, got a massive outpouring of support. And of course, a lot of this speech last night was stuff we've heard before in terms of his stump. You know, there were parts of it that were different, certainly a tone difference, okay? He definitely sounded muted or somber compared to the normal kind of strident, aggressive, stern, you know, even fierce, you might say, a lot of times, the way he talks. It was none of that last night, at least for the most part. There was very little of that. It was much more humble, frankly, if you want to look at it that way. But he started to tell the story.
As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
I will tell you one time because talking about this sucks.
It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening in Butler Township in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's the Pennsylvania people cheering.
Music was loudly playing, and the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage, and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy.
Yeah, the beginning of these rallies are always loud and boisterous.
I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily, because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it.
And he brought visual aids, right, which became a major component of this story.
Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin a little bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack, and in one movement proceeded to drop to the ground. Bullets were continuing to fly as very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did. They rushed to the stage.
And that was one part of this speech that I didn't quite know what to expect out of him, was the effusive praise, because, you know, the Secret Service has obviously had a lot of criticism their way from everybody. But from his point of view, they saved his life. They protected him. They threw their bodies around him. They got him safely off the stage. I am sure in a rational way, there is a part of him that is well aware of the failures of the Secret Service and is asking the same questions we're all asking. But I'm guessing that his internal reaction to all of this is, hey, they saved my life. They protected me. They bodied up around me, and they did what they were supposed to do.
These are great people at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected.
So we'll come back to this, because it was pretty powerful when he was talking his way through this yesterday. 6:16 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, broadcasting to you from Milwaukee, where the RNC is over, and we're giving our last day of follow-up. This show is brought to you in part by Barberry Plumbing. John Pickens is in the newsroom. I've had an hour and a half of sleep, man. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just seeing some delays if you're headed from downtown Milton over to East Milton. You're going to see a minor delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I feel like by the end of the show, I'm probably going to have John Pickens playing in traffic with David Wayne outside the newsroom on the fives. That's how this is all going to turn out. So forgive me if it gets a little jumbled. Back to the president last night talking about the assassination attempt.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet in a certain way I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Several different mentions of that in the evening, by the way, and of course a very popular thing with the crowd to say.
The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here tonight. We would not be together.
And you could tell that concept was weighing on him a lot, that, you know, you see the little diagrams that show the bullet this way, and if its head's that way, would have taken out the back half of his skull. I'm sure he's seen that too. How does that, you know, if you're the guy who survived, you know it, but then you see something like that and you think, oh, that's my head in that picture. I mean,
it's not a random concept.
It's not an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, if he had been killed, the nature of the RNC would have been, I mean, I don't even know what it would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been part memorial service, part rage, you know, at this happening. I can't even, you know, the fact that it didn't happen is almost like a, well, now we take that for granted, even though, and I know we're talking to people, it's like, for us, it feels like that was a month ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and other people are like, are they still talking about it? What do you mean still talking about it? Yeah, of course we're still talking about it. But he talked about the crowd, that the crowd did not run. The crowd didn't stampede. That probably saved lives. The crowd saw that he was in trouble and they were worried about him.
But that isn't the reason that they didn't move. The reason is that they knew I was in very serious trouble. They saw it. They saw me go down. They saw the blood and thought, actually, most did, that I was dead. They knew it was a shot to the head. They saw the blood. And there's an interesting statistic. The ears are the bloodiest part. If something happens with the ears, they bleed more than any other part of the body. For whatever reason, the doctors told me that. I said, why is there so much blood? He said, it's the ears. They bleed more. So we learned something, but they just...
So we learned something,
right? But again, pay attention to the tone of his voice when he's saying this. He's holding it together.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, that is praise from me, not criticism. That because given what happened, listen to this again.
So we learned something, but they just... this beautiful crowd, they didn't want to leave me. They knew I was in trouble. They didn't want to leave me. And you can see that love written all over their faces. Incredible people. They're incredible people.
And that really led to what was the most authentic moment of the whole conference. I mean, all 4 days is, and I wasn't watching the teleprompter, so I don't know how much of this portion of the speech was scripted or not. But I'm just telling you that this next section of the speech was sobering for everybody, including, I'm sure, for him.
Bullets were flying over us, yet I felt serene. But now the Secret Service agents were putting themselves in peril. They were in very dangerous territory. Bullets were flying right over them, missing them by a very small amount of inches. And then it all stopped. Our Secret Service sniper, from a much greater distance and with only one bullet used, took the assassin's life, took him out.
By the way, apparently not the picture we've seen, but a different counter sniper, interestingly.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Wow. Ooh. I mean,
that hit me emotionally.
Yeah, same. Which is a very common trauma response.
Mm-hmm.
I should be dead now.
Yep.
I shouldn't be here. Like, not I shouldn't be here, like, as a moral thing, or I shouldn't be doing that, but, like, I don't know how I'm here.
When he said the agents pounced on him, mm-hmm. and there's bullets flying over, that was actually scripted, and then he went off. This part right here, where he said that, was not part of the script. The script was what he said previously, which is, God protected me, me here. And now when this off-the-cuff moment, reminiscing that deep impact,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be here. And...
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
And you can hear the crowd. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
And that, but I'm not, is, you can tell me all you want that I am supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just, unbelievable. That, again, that he would be giving this speech and going through this and, you know, holding it together, you know, while he's talking about this, and just to follow this up, what he was thinking at the time was, I got to let these people know I'm alive. These people that came to see me probably think I'm dead because I'm down behind the podium. They don't know.
I rose surrounded by Secret Service. The crowd was confused because they thought I was dead, and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over. But I could see it. I wanted to do something to let them know I was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight.
And of course, as we have talked about, that got shifted. Mm-hmm. You know, Don Jr. had made the fight with your voices, fight with your ballot, fight with your vote. And that got shifted by the end of the speech because they've that fight they think is Bobby's theory, and I think he's probably right about this, is they realize that that's given all the past things and the rhetoric toned down and all of that.
January 6th.
Yeah, let's not fight be the theme of this campaign. Let's...
To all of the forgotten men and women who have been neglected, abandoned, and left behind.
So this is an hour later, by the way.
Forgotten no longer. We will press forward, and together we will win.
And it kind of takes the crowd a minute, because this is the end of the speech. This is like we're getting ready to have the balloons drop, right?
Win.
That's him telling them.
We're changing it. We're not doing that chant anymore. Don't ask me about this again, and don't chant that again. Mm-hmm. And in a very gentle way, that's what that message was all about. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays. If you're going from Fairfield and Mobile Highway right that intersection and going northbound on Mobile Highway, you're seeing some major delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and I know a lot of news shows apparently are having trouble getting on the air this morning because of the Microsoft outage. We are on the air, and of course, live from Milwaukee. David Wayne has got a local headline or two for us. David?
Well, Netflix getting rid of its cheapest ad-free plan, the $11.99 a month basic plan being phased out. They've already stopped accepting new signups there. And one person has died in a drone attack in Tel Aviv. Reports of that explosion early Friday morning. The attack claimed by the Houthi rebels.
All right. Wow. I'm also getting reports that other people might have heard the speech differently last night. I'm just telling you, we were there.
Chris Foster.
I am running to be president for all of America. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
Former President Trump accepting his party's nomination for the third time, talking about the attempt on his life last weekend. In detail, he says, for the last time, says there was so much blood. He talked about the supporters at the rally who were shot. One killed. Corey Comparator's funerals today. A global tech outage grounds flights and affects banks and hospitals. Some systems are coming back online.
Earlier, about 100 911 centers in the U.S. were reporting outages. No indication this is any sort of attack, but it appears it's some sort of software update across the globe.
Fox's David Smith. The issue appears to be caused by a software update to CrowdStrike cybersecurity software. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies at 77 degrees in Pensacola. A 23-year-old Milton man has been arrested and accused of starting a wildfire in Santa Rosa County back in April. This week, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson announced the arrest of Tyler Stephen Meldrum. He's charged with third-degree felony of intentional burning of lands. Back on April 27th, crews from Baghdad, Avalon Volunteer, and Florida Forest Service responded to a fire on Garcon Point Road. That was contained after burning about an acre of woodland. While being questioned by investigators, Meldrum admitted his motive was to get hired by a fire department by demonstrating his ability to assist in extinguishing the fire. The Escambia Sheriff's Office honoring one of their canine deputies yesterday. K-9 Streeter was awarded the Medal of Courage during a ceremony.
It was a pretty good fall. So the injuries were mostly like superficial and then some internal. They kept him overnight at the vet, at least one night. And he has been working ever since, right? He remains on the street, catching bad guys with the same determination that he had on that night.
That's Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says Streeter was the K-9 that leapt off the Highway 90 bridge as he was chasing a drive-by shooting suspect. Streeter fell about 30 to 40 feet, was treated at the Davis Animal Hospital for minor injuries, but in less than a week, he was back on regular duty. Florida Senator Marco Rubio thinks J.D. Vance makes a pretty good first impression on voters this week.
This is a real guy. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a really smart guy, very curious, learns about a lot of things, but at the same time, is like a real person. You know, it's not fake. I mean, it's just real.
Rubio making those comments yesterday at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He also commented on current Vice President Kamala Harris, calling her a, quote, legitimate left-wing political person, and says she would be the furthest left candidate for president ever if she were to move up the ticket. That, of course, amid rumors that Joe Biden may be pulling from the presidential race. A big change coming to Florida's flagship university. University of Florida President Ben Sasse announcing yesterday he'll be resigning due to his wife's health. He says she's been diagnosed with epilepsy and struggling with a batch of memory issues. Sasse says Gator Nation needs a president that can keep charging hard, while his wife deserves a husband that can pull his weight, and his kids need a dad that can be home more nights. Sasse's resignation takes effect at the end of the month, but he says he will continue to work as a professor. Sasse has been the UF president now for 2 years. And a sad end for a search for a missing autistic child in Orange County. The sheriff's office there announcing yesterday they found the body of 3-year-old Rakim Akbari in a body of water. Rakim had autism and wandered off from a resort near Disney World. It is 6:35, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now, but seeing some delays right there in front of West Florida Hospital, Johnson Avenue, and Davis Highway. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now taking a look at our weather forecast for this morning. We are looking at a pretty good chance of some scattered showers and pop-up thunderstorms through the weekend and also into next week. It'll be warm and humid, highs close to 90, lows into the mid-70s each night. Right now, 77 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Netflix reported second quarter earnings that says it added more global subscribers and saw strong growth in its advertising business. The streamer said its ad-supported memberships grew 34% during the period compared to the same quarter last year. Revenue was roughly $9.6 billion, up 17% compared to the year earlier period, driven primarily by the increase in average paid memberships. Top Chinese officials emphasized the country would focus on its own affairs in the face of rising trade tensions. Chinese leaders listed three areas of focus: the stable and healthy development of the real estate market, accelerated development of emerging and future industries, and expanding domestic demand, especially consumption. Leaders were responding to questions about how China would support growth in the face of increased trade tensions. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 533. The NASDAQ lost 125. That's Your Money Now.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Well, we can't salute ya, can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. Sue's out for summer. Sue's out forever.
My name is Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. I have the honor and the privilege of being the senior pastor at 180 Church. And we were blessed last month to have President Donald Trump come to Detroit, Michigan. Let's go!
Love Lorenzo.
Can you imagine it? Can you imagine President Donald Trump coming to a city and calling a pastor like me? A pastor who was born and raised on the east side of Detroit. I was mentored by murderers. I was a student of the street. But I had a radical experience with Jesus Christ that changed my life forever. Come on, if you believe that Jesus still changed lives, come on, put your hands together and give our great God great glory.
I mean, if I'm ever in Detroit, I want to go to his church. Love it. Oh, I love it. Lorenzo Sewell. Part of what clearly was a deliberate choice by the RNC, and we talked about this before, that this is a party for anybody. The people who think they could never be part of the Republican Party, people who voted for Biden before, people who've been Democrats their whole life, people who are black, Hispanic, gay, you know, you think you can't be a Republican because of X reason, guess what? Here's somebody who looks like you. You know, we always talk about representation as this idea of, you know, making it's important for little girls to be able to see themselves in the blue suit so they can see a blue angel that's a female, right? You know, it's important for, you know, a little black girl to be able to see, you know, a black scientist, you know, that's fulfilling a life dream. It's important for people who might be wondering what party they're a part of or want to be a part of to be able to see and hear people that look and talk like them on the stage.
But also there's a little bit of having to fight the mainstream media.
Oh, who, yeah.
For the first four years of Trump, they would say that people like Candace Owens was just a token.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going and you know, you go to Trump rallies and you see
mm-hmm.
blacks for Trump. You see women for Trump. You see Jews for Trump. You see all these things. And but then the mainstream media is like, no,
they just pretend it's white people only.
It's only white people. This is a racist president, and nobody really likes him. There's a couple of token people.
Right.
And this whole thing is like, you know what? Fine, we're going to put him front and center.
Here, you can't deny all of them.
Yeah.
You can't pretend they're all not here. And again, the point is sending a message, not just the message of we want votes, but we want you and your concerns, and we will listen to you, and we'll pay attention to you, and we're excited to have you be a part of this project we're doing.
If President Donald Trump would have moved just a millimeter, he wouldn't have been here on Wednesday to tell us how he was going to make America strong again. And if President Trump would have moved just a millimeter, we would not be hearing tonight how he was going to make America great again.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he had the crowd in his hand the whole time.
To all my friends back in Detroit who are Democrats, I want to ask you just one simple question. You can't deny the power of God on this man's life. You can't deny that God protected him. You cannot deny that it was a millimeter miracle that was able to save this man's life. Could it be that Jesus Christ preserved him for such a time as this? Could it be?
And as many times as we have seen Democrats go to black churches and get loved on and praised, and, you know, I'm sure there are some, you know, talking heads who are like, I just don't like this religion and politics. I don't think. Okay. Tell me, where were you before? Because for years, the Democrats have believed that they owned the black vote. Mm-hmm. And Democrat, you know, black Democrats have believed that that was the only chance for them to get their concerns heard and to get anything done. So what's the message been all week? You're in the union? We'll listen. You're gay? We'll listen. You're black? You're Mexican? We'll listen. We'll work on your concern. We won't just listen. There are people just like you who are already in because they see the value.
Could it be that when we prayed for him when he came to the round table in Detroit, that Jesus asked and he received, that we sought him and then he found protection? Could it be that the King of Glory, the Lord God strong and mighty, the God who is mighty in battle, protected Donald Trump because he wants to use him for such a time as this? If you believe that, come on, put your hands together and give our great God great glory.
Oh, I don't know. All those white people in the Republican Party aren't going to be comfortable around black people being black people. Really? Did you hear them? This is like home for me. This is a church on a Thursday. You know, I was born again in a Pentecostal church by a black preacher. It was great. I mean, it was really, really great.
Oh, the crowd loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't, by the way, we saw a lot of black delegates. Mm-hmm. So they're actual delegates from the state, from their respective states. They weren't the ones making all the noise.
This is everybody. Yeah, literally everybody. 6:46 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay in Milwaukee for finishing up our coverage from the Republican National Convention. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. We've got John back in the Pensacola studios with our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very well. If you're traveling southbound or southwestbound from Pace into Pensacola, through that construction zone in Pace, you're going to see some minor delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm southwestbound today. I hope, fingers crossed, because with this outage with the Microsoft thing, and you've got, you know, people aren't able to do their news show. We are, thankfully. Everything's working fine for us. Fingers crossed. Bobby's got his flight got canceled. My flight's on so far. And I'm sure with the thousands of people that are here in Milwaukee I don't know how many people are getting home today.
No.
There's a lot of people are going to be an extra day or two. And let's hope that all it is.
All the way back to Florida. Looks like my best option at this point. Just hitchhike.
It's not fun. It's not a good thing.
Maybe I'll rent a motorcycle. We are in Milwaukee.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Go to the Harlem Museum.
Go to the Harlem Museum, and I'll just drive it all the way back.
18,000 delays. And
I thought you meant 1,800.
I know.
You said that earlier.
1,500 cancellations so far, some worse than others. And by the way, just not to make too much of this, but I do want you to make sure you get the point, is he wasn't the only black speaker. I mean, it was again and again and again, like Annette Albright, who was a school safety person, and she talked about, like, I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Good evening. My name is Annette Albright. I grew up in the small town of Mount Airy, North Carolina. North Carolina!
The states always cheer for their people.
Oh, yeah. Got to.
Like my parents and my grandparents, I was a lifelong member of the Democrat Party. Don't worry, the story gets better from here.
Like it's something you inherit. I mean, which is, you know, that's true for a lot of people. You know, you inherit religion, you inherit politics, and you inherit, you know, your party, right? And so there has long been this view that you're betraying your family or your race or whatever, and they're trying to say, no, the betrayal is that they haven't served us. They've betrayed us, and we're finding a better home. She talked about how you know, the view of the Republicans on, for example, school safety is more in line with her and what she's experienced than the Democrats.
While Democrats think school resource officers are a threat to our students, Republicans know that they protect our kids. While Democrats won't admit that our schools are failing, Republicans will fix the system and make our schools safe.
And her final line was the one where she kind of makes up for the "all my life I voted Democrat."
That's why this year, for the first time in my life, I am registering as a Republican.
Long applause.
Thank you. Thank you. And in November, I will proudly cast my vote for Donald J. Trump.
So I had not been to a convention before. This is my first. I mean, I've watched hours and hours and hours of convention coverage. I don't remember a convention ever like this. This was rowdy and enthusiastic. I mean, not all of it. Some of the personal stories and the friend stuff yesterday was actually really didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, honestly, if the point is to, like, they did a way better job of presenting the human side of President Trump on Wednesday.
Yeah,
much so better. Yesterday, the bringing up the friends who are basically, all they can do is read from the teleprompter, and it's not persuasive
at
all.
Deer in headlights.
Yeah, that did not work.
Yeah.
But, boy, I'll tell you, put a black preacher on the stage.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you'll get a result. But you put a black school safety officer on the stage, you're going to get something good.
And we got that all week long. Annette Albright wasn't the only one.
All week long,
they had people of different minority backgrounds saying, I realized the Democrat Party wasn't taking care of me like I thought they would, or taking care of my community or whatever it is. And I finally woke up to it. And many of them said, you know, I got other friends who are doing the same thing. I've mentioned many times before in the past, a lot of my black conservative friends are so frustrated because they keep trying to tell their family, Mom, Dad,
you guys line up
with the Republican Party. You guys are pro-life. You're this, you're that. You're conservative.
You believe in traditional values. You're Christians. You go to church every Sunday.
Yep.
You know, and then you turn around and vote for these people who don't share any of that.
They don't share your values.
Yep.
And but they're like, you know, it's our family.
Thrift,
we were born
and
this
hard
way.
Work
we were
and,
the,
yep.
you know, and so they just stay
and
with
you,
it.
And you see around you the effect of the policies of the party that you're putting back in power again and again and again. Is that working for us? You know,
of this week was a lot of what Annette Albright had to say.
Absolutely.
Made a mistake. I'm fixed it now.
6:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We're here in Milwaukee bringing you coverage from the RNC. Back in the hotel room, which has been our home base all week, although we've been going into the convention obviously quite a bit. We did run into a little bit. We thought we had the security thing solved.
You're going to bring up my failures. I see.
It's not your failure. I was with you. So yesterday, we thought we had had the – so there was two safety or security checks. There's the car and then there's you as an individual. And the car had been a nightmare. We thought on Wednesday we really got that solved. It was only like 5 or 10 minutes, which had been down from an hour and a half. And the personal one was actually very easy. You know, getting through as a pedestrian is very easy. Well, yesterday we took an hour or two and we just kind of drove around the city to see, because there's really interesting stuff to see in Milwaukee. And we were just kind of curious. We're both kind of house nerds. We love to see the architecture and the street design and all of that. And we did. And then we were in a different part of the perimeter last night, and we saw, this looks like a vehicle checkpoint. Can we just go in here? Because there's no line. Sure enough, they let us in.
Not the normal checkpoint we usually go to.
Right. One checkpoint they let us in. The second checkpoint, they're like, where's your placard? I'm like, what placard? They're like, the one you're supposed to have to be in here. I'm like, you know? And they're like, you just can't get there from here. I'm like, oh, no. So we wound up parking. It was like a double car perimeter. And we wound up parking in between the two, like on a side street where we found there was no prohibition on that one little stretch of road. And then we walked thinking, it'll be a five-minute walk because there's the convention center. Oh, no. Across the bridge, around the checkpoint, across the – I mean, it was a 20-minute walk from where we parked the car, even though we could have literally thrown a stone to hit the convention center from where we were. It was, we did not solve it on the last day.
No,
but
we got stuck again. And then once we got to the actual pedestrian part, it was exit only. You got to keep keep going down that way. It's okay. It's all right.
I will tell you that the security struggles are real. They are definitely real. 6:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We got traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays if you're headed northbound on Highway 29 right around Burgess Road. We're seeing some backups there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can. Because it helps. Because it's nice. Because it's being a good neighbor. Because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms. Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, 6:58, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, taking a quick look at the flight status. Most of the flights are running in and out of Pensacola International Airport pretty good, except for just the departure to Dallas-Fort Worth is delayed by about 2 hours. Man, this thing, like WEAR, is off the air. They're not doing their news this morning. They put up a thing about that because of this software stuff. It's bad, man. 18,000 flights have been delayed and about 1,500 have been canceled so far. David Wayne's in the newsroom back in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Well, you beat me to the punch. That's what I was going to say first. Channel 3 off the air this morning also. The Pensacola airport seeing a lot more delays there. Now, this is all because of that CrowdStrike update out of Texas. They say, though, it is not a cybersecurity attack. This is just an update that's causing systems to crash.
Andrew, we broke it ourselves. Nobody else broke it.
So hopefully they'll get that resolved. You guys have been doing a great job covering all of this stuff from the convention, but one of my favorite moments last night, Andrew.
All you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother?
Hulk Hogan at the Republican National Convention. Come on.
I figured that would have been your favorite moment.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.